It's 19 snowy degrees on this Wednesday afternoon, the 22nd of January. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel, died Sunday. A private memorial service will be held Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. A gathering celebration will be held Saturday beginning at noon at Homagen's in Mount Hope. Steve Aris is survived by his wife Susan, 5 children, Teresa and Jamie Brant of Fenimore, Amy and Matt Franklin of Muscaday, Brandy and Vern Dosh of Lone Rock, Jenny and Josh Cast of Richland Center, and Jeff and Tammy Johnson of Wazika. Special grandson Tate Kirschbaum of Boscobel, 12 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, sister Linda Palmer of Cedar Rapids, special hunting buddy Stephen Syme of Boscobel, and Elaine Ma Bender of Boscobel, along with relatives and friends. Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97, of Avoca and Highland, died Friday at Crest Ridge Assisted Living in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Friday at noon at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church, Highland. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery, Highland, following the mass. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church or the Highland Fire Department, EMS. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home is assisting the family. Coletta Munns is survived by 5 children, Joyce and Lyle Hatch of Middleton, Kathy and Steve Witsit of Verona, James and Lynn of Highland, Ruth and Tom Kalink of Madison, and Bruce and Debbie of Plymouth. 10 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren. Sisters-in-law Mary Helen Mute of Dodgeville and Florence Munns of Milliford, Connecticut. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97, of Avoca, Highland. Jacob Gerald Crook, 24, of Muscaday, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jake Crook is survived by his mother, Amy Hoffman and Jim Hine, father, Jeff Crook and Tina Dull Crook, brothers, Jeff and Brianna Crook, Josh Crook and Brianna Krotzenberg, Kevin Hoffman, Jeremy and Desiree Crook, and Caleb Crook and Allison Sturba. Stepsisters, Destiny Dull and Tezra Crook, grandparents, Dolores and Pete Way, and Nancy and Joe Brokish, nephews and nieces, special friend Haley McNamer, and many friends. Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscaday, formerly of Richland Center. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert Johnson is survived by his wife Melanie, daughter Stephanie Johnson of Richland Center, son Brandon Post of Muscaday, 2 grandchildren, 5 sisters, Connie and Richard Krause of Missouri, Sandy and Craig Walker of Florida, Linda and Mitchell Epstein of Florida, Pam Conley of Illinois, and Jackie of Wisconsin, sister-in-law Beverly Olson, brothers-in-law James and Tony Olson, John and Karen Olson, Darvin Olson, and Damon and Virginia Olson. Also many other relatives, family, and friends. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home following a 6-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th, from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1, at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bruce Tesmer is survived by his wife, Mary Lou, three children, Chris and Anna Selheim of Hanover, Maryland, Eric and Jessica of Kyle, Texas, and Melanie of Richland Center. A brother, Tom and Rosie of Green Bay, sisters-in-law, Augie and Bill Records of Great Falls, Montana, and Ellen and Steve Lundstrom of Nashwauk, Minnesota. Brother-in-law, Larry Olson of Stoughton, other relatives and friends. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center.